This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's going to be a ceremony in Cartagena, Colombia on Monday in which the peace deal between the Colombian government and the guerrilla group known as the FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, is going to be signed. There's still going to have to be a public referendum to approve the thing, and the deal is not universally popular. But if it sticks, it could put billions of dollars into the Colombian economy in the form of government spending and foreign investment. Among the interested foreign governments is this one, the United States. But in Colombia, exactly how a peace deal might work is far from settled. From Bogota, Lauren Madelon reports.
That simple echo of a handheld bell summons lawmakers into the Colombian Senate. They vote to let citizens themselves say yes or no to peace with the FARC. Dario Hidalgo's here, not a politician, just an engaged citizen.
Suddenly you hear that some soldiers are killed, some policemen are killed. And this is everyday's news, or was.
Hidalgo researches the economics of mass transit and urban planning. A peace deal would mean the government has more money to spend on things like infrastructure. But for him, this vote isn't just about the economy. Hidalgo says his cousin was killed by the FARC. Still, he'll be voting yes.
We won't have immediate peace and there will be criminals. There are still narcotics. But knowing that there's no guerrillas is a really big improvement.
Colombia and the U.S. have a lot at stake. They have a free trade agreement. U.S. behemoths like ExxonMobil and Coca-Cola are players here. In 2015, Colombia was the 20th largest market for U.S. exporters. Agricultural equipment, auto parts. Well, peace in theory should expand that.
But it's totally dependent on political stability and lack of violence in Colombia, and that remains to be seen.
Former U.S. Assistant Defense Secretary Michael Nacht is now at the Goldman School of Public Policy at the University of California at Berkeley. If Colombia is stable for the next, say, 3 to 6 months, well, Nacht says its battered economy should improve as Colombia diverts money from the war to development.
Then you'll see the business community start to really re-engage with Colombia.
It's unclear right now if hope for a better economy will prevail over widespread disdain for the FARC.
Nobody in Colombia knows how it is to live and do politics without the FARC in the picture.
That's Colombian Senator Claudia Lopez.
This society, for good reasons, hate the FARC.
But she'll vote yes. She says Colombia can't attract serious investment without peace. She says the economy has historically been crippled by violence perpetrated by a host of leftist groups and, on the other side of the political spectrum, right-wing elements within the state.
If we do a peace process, you're not going to be able to use violence, right? Neither the FARC, but nor the state.
But things aren't so simple. Álvaro Uribe, Colombia's former president and now a senator, is leading the no campaign against this deal.
If those responsible for atrocities do not go to jail, this process will be a midwife of new violence.
Again, Senator Claudia Lopez.
So we need to imagine how is it like to take the risk to stop that conflict and to tackle the challenges and the conflicts that's still going to remain.
And Dario Hidalgo, whose family still mourns the loss of his cousin to the violence, agrees.
And that's what is so important, that this peace agreement is signed, even if we have to accept hard things to swallow.
When Colombians vote in the referendum, they'll need to decide that essential question, whether Colombia should forego justice for many guilty parties to forge peace and, with it, hopes for a more stable economy. In Bogota, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.